for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy your day, the refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is Pastor Shalom Flemons. It's early, and it's time for us to pray. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible says also, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's time for prayer. At this time, my wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace.
Good morning. Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for this time to come together, to be able to once again open up your word. Lord, we thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now we pray for your spirit to come and teach us the things we need to know. Feed us this morning, manna from heaven. Anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and as always, help us to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw close to you. These things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
it's about time.
Our topic today is be ye doers of the word. Be ye doers of the word. We'll be studying from James chapter 1, and we'll begin after we pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this morning, for awakening us in this early morning hour to study the Bible. We pray that you will bless us and speak. We pray that those traveling will have mercies. We pray that the sick among us, we pray will be healed. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, that they will be comforted. And we thank you, Lord, for answering prayers in the way that you want to answer them, not always in the way that we want to answer them. But you are sovereign, and you and your will is perfect. We ask that you would be with us now as we study. Please send the Spirit of the living God to fall afresh upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin by reading with verse 19 in James chapter 1. And it says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." You know, of course, our topic is be doers of the word. And I like the fact that prior to that, God helps us to understand that we must govern our emotions. We can't just fly off the handle if we're a true Christian. We can't just say what we would do if we were put in a circumstance if we're Christians, because a Christian would always pray before speaking, before doing. And so God wants us to be slow to wrath, not so quick to lose your temper. "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." See, only when we have righteous indignation, when we are upset because of how something hurts God, that's when God can be glorified by our anger. But when we are just personally slighted and we display the anger that comes from Satan, friends, God's not in that. "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." Then it says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." You know, many times we read what the word tells us to do. We hear through sermons or through even just friends what the word tells us to do. But we live in a time when people have their own agenda, and we want to do things our own way. We want to please our own selves. We want to be happy. Nothing wrong with being happy. But we have not always learned that happiness comes from surrendering to God and not just doing what we want, having who we want, eating and drinking what we want, going where we want, saying what we want. When we finally get to the point where we are surrendered and we will do God's bidding, his will, we would ask quickly, "Does God have anything to say about this?" And we will listen to what God has to say about this. Even if we don't understand it, we will obey. Friends, we've got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And because when you're a hearer only, guess what? You're going to be deceived. You see, there comes a point in time where psychologically, when you hear all this wonderful, powerful word that the Bible says is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When you just hear that word and you don't do that word, a spirit of Satan comes upon you, and a deception floods your body and envelops you, and light cannot penetrate until you open the will the heart by allowing yourself to will to serve God, friend. You can't even get rid of the envelope yourself, but you can will to have the shackles come off of your eyes. If you are honest and sincere and you want to know what is truth and you ask God sincerely, Lord, am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do that? But you remind yourself, Lord, you said this. Am I supposed to do that? If I am, pull the shackles off my eyes. If I'm seeing this wrongly, please help me. Brothers and sisters, I pray that prayer. I do, because I want God to be pleased with me. I want truth to be my legacy. I want to be used of God. I don't want my life on this earth to have been in vain. And so I pray for God to show me what I'm supposed to do, that if I'm just blind or if I'm just a hypocrite, you know, a hypocrite says one thing and does another. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's important. We've got to do the word and not hear only. Notice what it says, for if a man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. That means he looks at himself in the mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. That means that if we don't do the word, we can't even see clearly who we are. We will not even understand ourselves. We will look in the mirror and we will not even see ourselves. That's why it's so important, my brothers and sisters, to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So as we talk about being a doer of the word, one of the examples that God gives us is bridling our tongue. God knows the power of the tongue. You see, brothers and sisters, the Bible speaks about it in the book of James also. Several verses are dedicated, I think it's James 3, talking about the tongue, a fire, world of iniquity, among our members, unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Brothers and sisters, I know preachers who should shut their mouths because they're deceptive snakes. I know them. And they're not doers of the word. And they're not converted, because if they were converted, they wouldn't do that. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we have a ways to go, but God will get us there if we begin to walk in his way. Be a doer of the word. Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You know, God summarizes in several scriptures. This is one of those summary scriptures of how easy it is to be a Christian. You got to go help people and minister to people and then keep the world out of your life. That's pure religion. Pure religion. Medical missionary work, therefore, is pure religion as long as you also in your heart are walking with God, friends, and you are not letting the world get the best of you. Pure religion, undefiled before God, is this. To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, that's their sickness, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. How do you do that? Well, the word of God. Brothers and sisters, if you have a problem with your tongue, you need to read and memorize large portions of James 3, if not the whole chapter. That's where it talks about the tongues of fire. So that's what you do. If you have a problem with lust, you need to read and memorize Proverbs 7, especially men, especially men. It talks about how a man walks into a snare in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, it says, he meets a woman with the attire of an harlot. Then read that, study that, apply that to your lives. And anytime even a slight suggestion comes, start quoting the scriptures. And especially if someone seductress tempts you, I tell you what, I don't think there's a seductress that can stand against the word of God. You're on the telephone and she makes some suggestion, and all of a sudden you start quoting Proverbs 7 about the woman with the attire of an harlot, and all this kind of thing. She's gonna say this man is crazy. And yes, you might be crazy for Jesus. And if you're a woman, God has scripture for you regarding fleeing fornication. You're better than that. And if you have problems with pride, with lying, find scripture. If you have problems with fear, memorize Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Be a doer of the word, my friends, and we can do it if we are serious about serving God. Because when we put forth an effort in faith, God responds by giving us the power so that whatever we will to do, we have the power to do. But we have to will to do it. And the devil cannot take away your will. He cannot take away your power of choice. And that's how it works. May God bless you today, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. Let's be doers of the word today. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this morning. We thank you for the worship. We thank you for just speaking to us and through us. We pray that that which we are striving to do in your name and for your sake will be done, Lord, to glorify you. And we ask that you would please help us. You know our shortcomings and our pitfalls and all that befalls us. We ask that you will truly come and abide with us. Thank you so much for all you've done. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, my brothers and sisters, and give you peace. At this time, we will transition to wellness with the worship on the Worship and Wellness broadcast with the Torso Thong.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune, butter, meat, eggs and cheese. Line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want
All right, at this time, we'll hear from Sister Lenny on the subject, Directing the Mind to Christ.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Christ, the mighty healer, is to be exalted, and not any human physician. Physicians, Jesus will hear your prayers. Nurses, if you have a little connection, a living connection with God, you can in confidence present the sick before him. He will comfort and bless the suffering ones, molding and fashioning the mind, inspiring it with faith and hope and courage. The Christ life, the Christ grace, is the only power that can safely be brought to bear upon the human mind. Every other influence is to be taken away. No individual should be permitted to take control of another person's mind, thinking that in so doing, he is causing him to receive great benefit. The mind cure is one of the most dangerous deceptions which can be practiced upon any individual. Temporary relief may be felt, but the mind of the one thus controlled is never again so strong and reliable. We may be as weak as the woman who touched the hem of Christ's garment, but if we use our God-given opportunity to come to him in faith, he will respond as quickly as he did to that touch of faith. It is not God's design for any human being to yield his mind to another human being. The risen Christ, who is now set down on the throne at the right hand of the Father, is a mighty healer. Look to him for healing power. Through him alone can sinners come to God just as they are. Never can they come through any man's mind. The human agent must never interpose between the heavenly agencies and those who are suffering. Everyone should be in a position to cooperate with God in directing the minds of others to him. Tell them of the grace and power of him who is the greatest physician the world has ever known. He came to this world to restore in man the moral image of God. Seeing that Satan was exercising a controlling influence over the minds of men and women in order to further his evil designs, Christ came to combat the powers of darkness, the break of control which Satan had gained over human minds. Make the Savior the center of attraction. This morning's reading is coming from Medical Mission, Medical Ministry, page 115 to 116. Thank you so much, and may you receive a blessing today. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, brothers and sisters, it's time for our sharing and caring time. And we'll start with roll call. We have on Facebook, we have Georgia, and Sister Vicky says good morning to all. I'm not sure where Sister Sheila is from. We have South Carolina. We have the country of Kenya in Africa, and that's Brother Brian. He says good morning to everyone there. And then on the call we have Ohio, Ohio again, and Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware, Delaware, Delaware again. We have Iowa, and we have New York, and we have Georgia. So we thank each of you. I did get a text message, and so I'm not sure. We definitely want to, if you know that there's anything that you want everybody to know, please just go ahead and press star six and share, those of you who are on the call. And, you know, we pray for one another. We have to keep praying for one another. Give your prayer requests, friends, and give your testimonies, and give whatever thoughts are on your heart. I would like you all to pray as we are working on the login aspect of the website. There is a problem. It's not anything that there's some kind of software issue that appears to be blocking the login process. So we need God to help us with that. And so please keep that in prayer if you would. I appreciate that. The phone lines are open. Just press star 6, my friends. We'd love to hear from you. And we have Sister Leilani at this time on the line. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
Good morning. I would like a prayer. I have to complete some paperwork today and send it in. I've had some problems getting the survivor's benefits plan that my husband who passed away was enrolled in, and they were denying it because of paperwork. And so I just pray that today I'll be able to get the paperwork in and that it'll be successful. And also, my granddaughter Samantha is taking her nursing board tests today and tomorrow, and I just pray that she will be successful. And she is starting her dream job, which is in labor and delivery. She wants to, she's had training as a doula, and now she will have her RN. So pray for her.
Amen. We will, for sure. Is there anyone else who would like to share anything? Please feel free to press star 6. We'd love to hear from you. Well, we have our training program starting back up on Sunday. We took 1 week of break, and I'm so happy for that break because we have some things to get together, and we're just about there. So keep it in prayer. All right, we've got Sister Lenny. If you're still on the line, you can speak. I just I do see you're on also on the Q&A. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. I just need to announce that my friend, who I call brother, that everyone was praying for when I asked for a special prayer, has passed away. And I just want to just thank God for allowing me to know him and work with him. He, you know, helped train my voice for singing and you know, working with playing the piano. And I just want to thank God for allowing me to know him, the awesome man of God. And I just ask that you pray for his wife and the rest of their family. Thank you so much for praying for him. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're so sorry for your loss, sister. And we will keep you, them, and everybody else that knew him in prayer. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything this morning on this Monday? It's already the 11th. This is 9/11. So, friends, if you have an emergency, just remember today is 9/11. You can pray. Call on the name of Jesus today on this 9/11 day. Praise the Lord. He is there to hear. He is always there. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. All right, we have Sister Desiree on the call. Good morning, sister.
Good morning, good morning, and happy Monday. I just wanted to say, don't have much to say. I just felt the need to come on and just say happy Monday. God bless everyone. And I keep looking up. And I enjoy thoroughly this prayer session that you've been doing today, yesterday. I'm going to make sure I go back over those different days as well. It was so encouraging. And just wanted to say hello and keep myself and my son, who's in school up in the Connecticut area. And God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, at this point, we'll hear from our mother in Israel, Mother Harriet. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, and dear Sister Maria. and everyone on the line. I'm calling to ask a prayer for a dear brother. He's a man of God. He's in the faith. And he is not so strong now as he used to be, but he's strong in the Lord. And he lost his wife of 30-something years, about 40 years nearly. And her funeral is on Wednesday. So I'm asking for prayers for him and his son. And they had only one child. And I'm asking for the Lord to have mercy and keep him strong and bless his health also, spiritually and physically.
Amen. 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 We will definitely keep those things in prayer. All right, my friends, is there anyone else? We've got plenty of time. We probably have about 15 minutes to the top of the hour. If there is any other comments, questions, testimonies, or anything else. God is good. All right, God is good. We'll ask my lovely wife if she would be willing to, not willing, we were asking her to, she's always willing, to go ahead and close us out with a closing prayer if she has any closing comments as well.
Well, I'm going to just, I didn't get all the requests, but I think I get the majority of them. And if I miss anyone, forgive me for that. But the Lord did hear your petition, and I'm sure he will honor it. Let's pray, Father in heaven. Lord, we thank you for this time to be able to come together. There were many requests that were asked this morning, and Father, we want to be able to look them up to you. We pray for Sister Leonie, asking prayer for her survivor paperwork benefits to be handled appropriately this time as she gets down. Sounds like she needs to get down, resubmit it. And we ask, Lord, that you will work with her in these efforts. We pray, Father, that you will help her. I forget what the other petition was. It just slipped my mind. But please remember, please, Lord, honor that petition as well. I believe it has to do with her granddaughter, Samantha, with her RN training exam for her license. I believe it's what she's asking for. Pray, Lord, that you will be with Sister Lenny, who, again, has lost another loved one. And I pray that you will be with that family, just helping them, surrounding them with your love and strength. In hope and joy, pray that you will be with Sister Desiree, asking prayer for herself and her son as she's in Connecticut off the school. Pray for all of these efforts to be done in accordance with your perfect will. Pray that you would be with our dear mother from Israel who has shared with us the loss of a son to a dear family friend, and I just pray, Lord, that you would be with all of them. Again, it is only by your might, power, and strength that we're able to look up to you and to be able to carry on and to endure the things that we have to go through. We pray, Lord, that you would bless everyone on this line, give us all spiritual, mental, and physical healings, and help us to be faithful to you as we endure daily the task, daily these trials, daily the burdens, daily the things we have to go through. May we call upon our God for help, deliverance, knowing that you have heard us, that you will answer us. These things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust.
I will wait.